former fullback at the University of Alabama. He played 8 years in the National Football League. Kevin Turner joins us via the telephone. Kevin, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Tuscaloosa, my friend. Thank you so much for helping us out.
I am. Thank you. It's 9 days to the signing day, huh?
9 days until National Signing Day.
Wow.
Recruiting has changed a little bit.
Time there.
Recruiting has changed a little bit since you were recruited to the University of Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. I think, the biggest thing I've noticed is, the cell phones, of course, and all the texting and things like that. I was over at Clemson a couple of years ago, and around the Christmas time, spent a little time with Dabo, just hanging out. And you wouldn't believe what these coaches go through. I mean, students, they're walking off the field, after practice for a bowl game, and they're shooting text messages to their recruits are texting them. Oh my goodness, it must drive me nuts.
Well, Kevin, what do you think about Alabama winning the national title a couple of weeks ago?
I really thought they would, but I was certainly happy to see them do it, and I just thought they had the best talent and the best coaches and would handle that pretty well. I know people don't want to hear this, but they are, set up to do something, extra special. And they got the two most important pieces is a head coach and a quarterback that know how to go into these games. They could do it 3 years in a row. That wouldn't be a long shot.
We're talking with Kevin Turner. You can visit his website. It's kevinturnerfoundation.org. Remember, Kevin Turner, back in the 90s, played for the University of Alabama, late 80s, early 90s at the University of Alabama, was an all-star fullback here for the Crimson Tide. He went on to play 8 seasons in the National Football League, New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. It is Super Bowl week as well. Kevin, any thoughts on the upcoming Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be heading down there Wednesday afternoon to try to catch up with some old friends and such. But the Super Bowl is, just one heck of an event. It's been turned into, almost worldwide. I would think that it's the most recognizable event, sports event, probably in the world. I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but it's amazing what that has come to. And I've never been to a game, but I'm gonna go down there this week and just check out some of the festivities around it.
Kevin, in May of 2010, we always like to get you on a couple of times a year for one, to promote the awareness about Lou Gehrig's disease. It's ALS for the scientific name, and for sake of not embarrassing myself, I won't pronounce it any other way than ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Kevin Turner is trying to raise awareness. He certainly comes from the background of playing professional and college game. And Kevin, talk about your foundation and what you guys are trying to do right now with Kevin Turner Foundation.
Well, what we've been trying to do the last 2.5 years is you know, raising awareness of ALS and the awareness for brain injury or head trauma, as you've seen in the papers lately, or some of you may have seen the, you know, the, or seen the word CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's what they said, that Junior Seau had, Dave Jorson had the same thing, and Ray Easterling, I believe, who played with the Falcons. All these guys, you know, committed suicide in the past 2 years, and it's been stated and proven that they had CTE, which is thought to be brought on by concussions or, you know, just repeated head trauma. But, and we at the, my foundation just wanted to make people more aware of that, or certainly not trying to stop football or sports or anything like that. We just want to make people aware of it. And, you know, when I was playing in the 80s and 90s, you get a bad hit to the head. You know, it's called a, you know, a bell ringer or something like that. And once you kind of cleared up, you went right back in. Well, nowadays, we're hoping that that stops. We need to, if you get a concussion or a serious hit to the head, you need to take the appropriate action, which is to stay out of contact until a doctor, you know, deems you, you know, ready for more.
Kevin, in your career and in your life, how much of what you're dealing with now do you believe came from playing football? And when did you first start to really see the effects of the concussions, if you feel like they were a cause in your right now? When did you start to experience that?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I look back in my, you know, life after football, you know, I can see, you know, just periods in there where, you know, that was a little different than what, or than, you know, maybe who I was, or, and looking at some different decisions I make after football. And just, it was just not my, not like me. And as I started to learn more and more about it and what other people have gone through, you just see the correlation there. And I believe, you know, wholeheartedly that it has a great deal to do with me having ALS.
Did you start to have headaches? Did your body start to feel fatigued? What were the signs that kind of let you know that these concussions had kind of led you to this ALS?
Well, as far as the ALS, you know, it just hit kind of, you know, it's very subtle. You just find your, in my case, it was my hand, you find your hands just getting weaker and weaker as, you know, days, weeks, and months go by. I never really had any big headaches or anything like that, but I just started to notice, you know, like the 10 years before that, that, you know, I think I may have been, I'm not a mean person or a bad person, but I started my decision-making skills that I had before, I certainly didn't have after. And I think that's, you know, one of the parts of CTE that has affected so many players after football. You know, they go into their brains and see that the part of your brain that's responsible for this area of your life, you know, is not working. And it can maybe the you know, just maybe the reason that there's been a lot of athletes that have just seemed like you know, seemingly to everyone else, it looks like they can't fit in with everyday society. But in truth, their brain may not be functioning like the way it once was. But
we are talking with.
Go ahead. I'm no doctor.
I listen. Hey, great insight into what exactly is happening in the college football world. It's also the NFL world. Kevin, do you regret playing the game of football? And if you knew that it was going to lead you to ALS, would you do it all again?
Man, that's tough. But I, you know, at first, no, I don't regret playing. You know, if, and there's no way to know what things are going to happen. You know, I'd like for someone to tell me, hey, you know, all these hits to the head, you know, they're going to have, you know, long-lasting effects, and you know, maybe you shouldn't go right back in right now, or maybe you should take a day off this week and practice. I don't regret playing, but I do wish I'd been given just more of the information about the head injuries, which is, you know, what I'm trying to do for others now. You know, what they choose to do with that information, whether believe it or take heed to it, you know, it's up to them. But I'm just trying to do my part.
Kevin, over the weekend, President Obama has made a comment that he would not let his son play football, that he would have to think about it very, very long and hard before he allowed his son to play college football. You've got a son. Would you let him play college football if he wanted to?
Absolutely. My son's in high school right now, ninth grade, and I just believe that over the past couple of years that the doctors, coaches, trainers have come light years from where they were just 5 years ago. They're beginning to, you know, recognize that there is a problem here, and they're taking the kids out. So yeah, I'm of the my kind of rule is once they get in eighth, ninth grade, you know, I'd let them play, and of course, I'm watching them with the coaches and trainers watching them and that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't want to take away big parts of the life. I just want to do it the right way. Maybe there is no total safe way to play football. But in some, I just believe you can't shield them from everything. No way.
Kevin, we always appreciate you being part of our show. When you're in Tuscaloosa, you've done it before. You've come in and sat in studio with us. We'd love for you to do that again. If you're in Tuscaloosa, we'd love to talk about the national championship and so many other conversation pieces. Look us up when you're in Tuscaloosa. Kevin, you're always in our prayers and our thoughts. I know you're a fan favorite of the Crimson Tide fans as you continue to battle Lou Gehrig's disease. Prayers with you, my friend.
Thank you so much.